Hello students, welcome back to the vSchool vLecture series on strategic management. I'm A.S. Pillai. I'm very happy to be back again. Today we're going to talk about chapter 4, vision, mission, objectives and goals. So we're not going to restrict to these topics, but actually we'll be talking very detailed about different companies, how they are pursuing their business in terms of strategic vision, mission, creating value for stakeholders, different stakeholders, and what kind of strategy they formulate, what kind of objectives and goals will lead for them to achieve that strategy and vision. Implement the strategy and vision, reaching the vision are two important things. The strategy doesn't remain on paper, it also gets implemented by the organization and its various stakeholders. So how do we get to that stage? We have seen in the earlier three chapters the fundamentals of strategy, management process, industry analysis and competition analysis. And the last chapter, the chapter 3, which very clearly said the external environment analysis beyond the industry and your organization. So this chapter is a very critical chapter. The learning objective from this chapter would be to understand how organizations define the mission, vision and mission. I would talk about the difference between vision and mission, but in most occasions vision and mission are interchangeably used in organizations. So there's a distinct difference. We'll talk about it in the subsequent slides. To assess the importance of its relevance in the strategic management process, how does this formulation of vision and mission impact the organization's strategic management process? We'll talk about that as well. To understand strategic planning, strategic decisions, what kind of strategic decisions coming out of the strategic management process and from the top management, because vision and mission are very important part of the corporate strategy. To identify the levels of strategy in respect to what kind of different levels of strategy that you need to formulate before the strategy implementation starts taking place in your organization. To understand the role of stakeholders in defining mission, vision, mission, objectives and goals, right? So the identify the different levels of strategy, what I meant was corporate level strategy, business unit level strategy and functional level strategies. Once those strategies are then done, how do you translate them into objectives and goals and KPIs? Different milestones, different implementation plans, different stakeholders taking responsibility and accountability for implementing the strategy. So this is objective of this particular chapter. We'll talk about what does vision, mission, objectives and goals mean. Main purpose of any organization is to create value for its stakeholders. Who are the stakeholders? There are many stakeholders. Customers, employees, shareholders, partners, the society. Society itself is a stakeholder, right? Each organization has a mission, vision, objective, which are achieved by formulation of strategy and execution. Depending on what is relevant, what's your purpose of your business? What you want to be in the future? What is your aspiration? Well, how do you want to create value for your stakeholders, including that of society, not just creating economic value in terms of financial performance. Mission identifies the scope of an organization's operations and its responsibility to the various stakeholders. So once a vision statement is made, the mission further describes the intent of purpose in terms of how do you want to deliver value to the different stakeholders. Objectives are those ends which the organization seeks to achieve by its existence and operation. What is the purpose? What is the organization purpose? And then how do you translate that into different objectives, the objectives that you want to achieve, thereby you are achieving your vision and mission, right? Your goal is an intermediate result, it's a milestone result to be achieved within a certain time frame as part of the overall strategic plan. So a strategic plan is a journey. A strategy is a journey, and a strategy is a continuous process. A strategy is a dynamic tool, but within the strategy, you need to have certain objectives. Those are called strategic initiatives or strategic objectives. Each strategic objective will have different milestones. Milestones are defined by the goals. I need to reach here, and then I need to reach here, I need to reach this, the final milestone, which could be a strategic objective, right? The vision of an organization translates into mission and then into a credible strategy which has multiple objectives which are further divided into various goals to achieve the purpose. In a very simple way, if you want to interlink all the different components of vision, mission, objectives and goals, this is how it can be described. The first vision of an organization is to understand what purpose and what aspiration you have and how do you want to create value for your stakeholders. And then what and why translates into how you deliver that value through creating a mission and strategy. And then, the finally end points in terms of the objectives and the goals that you want to reach. Thereby, you're fulfilling the entire overall holistic, vision for the organization. So what is vision? Every organization has a vision statement. Let's take some examples. Look at Tata Group. Tata Group is guided by three parameters, three cornerstones. The first one is strategic vision. Second one is the operational excellence, operational value creation. The third one is your stakeholder value creation. And everything starts with value and ends with value. That's what clearly are the attributes of a Tata Group company. Tata Group is a big conglomerate, is a big company which has got multiple listed companies within it, which is held by Tata Sons. So everybody aspires to create value in the society. They give back a lot to the society. They create a lot of social programs, not just the economic interest in the stakeholders. I think, that clearly shows the purpose of an organization. If you don't define the why component of your vision, you will not be able to define what and how component of the vision. What is it? What does it mean? The why component of the vision, is basically to say, this is my purpose. The statement clearly reflects the principle and purpose of an organization and its existence in the business. And it becomes a central point for your corporate strategy as well. So you need it clearly defined. For example, let us take Bharti Airtel. Its vision is by 2015, it should become the most loved brand enriching the lives of millions of people in this country and globally. So how do they do it? What they do it and how do they do it is the second part. The first part is a why part. Why? That's a social impact that you want, socio-economic impact you want to create, enriching millions of people in this world, both in India as well as globally. So the enriching part clearly denotes enriching the value lives of people. So that creates the socio-economic impact. So then the what part and how part come later. So the vision is by 2015, we should become the most loved brand, enriching the values of millions of people. So it's a very simple vision statement. Similarly, IBM, let's talk about IBM. IBM talks about, let's create a smarter planet. So smarter planet is a very loaded statement, right? What does it mean? How do you create differentiation by creating value in the lives of millions of people? How do you create a smarter workforce? Smarter planet will come only when you are able to create different strategic objectives and then you are able to implement them, right? So it could be, how do you create a smarter workplace? How do you create a smarter infrastructure? How do you create a smarter technology? How do you create a smarter, financial system? How do you create a smarter society or a smarter community? So everything revolves around this particular concept. That's a vision. So they have moved from a pure hardware-based company into a services company and a solutions company. That way they're creating value, more value to all the stakeholders, whether it is employment, whether it is quality of life, whether it is reaching out to different enterprises, you know, creating shareholder value, or the ecosystem partners, the society for that matter. So that is how you create value. So the why component of the question is must be answered first. Then you define what you want to do and how you want to do. So that's the very purpose. If Apple is a successful company, they very clearly said, how do I create value? How do I differentiate myself? How do I, touch people and excite them in terms of my products and products and services differentiation? They stand apart. So they have a whole purpose. Then the products and how part of it comes, So products and how they market it, what kind of features they provide, what kind of marketing campaign they do, all these things come as a subsequent strategy. So the why component is very important. So the why component of a value is a value statement that reflects the principle and purpose of an organization existence and what they want to be known as a brand, aspirational value that you want to create. I think that should be the first thing. The second one, the mission statement reflects a long-term vision. It actually reflects a vision into the mission by creating what and whom it wants to serve. So you'll clearly say, I want to serve my customers. I want to serve the society. I want to serve all the stakeholders. The stakeholders could be anyone, because an organization is not a standalone island. It is connected to well-connected and interlinked to the different components of the ecosystem, which is employees, the shareholders, owners, board, the customers, the partners, the society at large. So how do you want to create value? What and whom you want to address, right? So you can have a mission statement for each of those stakeholders. Customers, I want to have a delightful customer experience. That could be a mission statement. So without that, you can't reach to enrich the values of millions of people, right? So how do you delight is the next question. That falls into the strategy. The strategy part addresses the how part, So the what and whom part is basically, it comes here. Employees, I want to create a most loved brand, so employees come and join my organization, like the Airtel vision is all about, right? So you can break down the vision into different mission components, right? If you look at a very simple statement, then you further elaborate into a mission. So there are various stakeholders, what and whom you want to address, what and whom you want to serve in the overall journey. Mission describes an organization's purpose, and a mission describes its responsibility towards shareholders, customers, employees, partners, and its products, services, markets, and philosophy in creating a value. What kind of cultural or value you need to create? Like Tata said, the Tata Group's is all about strategic vision, organizational culture, and creating stakeholder value. These three things are very important. Mission can be to become the most loved consumer services brand, enriching the lives of its customers and employees. So this is, here we go, the vision statement. Mission can be, this is an example. Let us take an example. So let this be the vision statement of a particular company. To become the most loved brand, services brand, enriching the lives of its customers and employees. So let's talk about what and whom it wants to serve. To produce, what products you want to produce, products that have high value differentiation, services that have high value differentiation, that not only meet the customer's needs, but also enhances their lifestyle, provides world-class employment to its employees. Beautiful. This is a mission statement. Objectives can be to introduce new technologies, innovative features like Apple, right? And to make product different from the other competition, create a completely different value, different experience, delightful customer experience, thereby you're acquiring more business from the market. So it translates into creating profitable growth. It creates, more profits will translate into creating more value for its employees, customers, investment back into the market, investment back into the society, in different social sector programs, creating value, thereby enriching the life of more customers and employees. So this is a sequence, you know. It's a great example. Any companies, if you take it, you can analyze it for yourself. I think that could be an assignment that you can take in order to how do you analyze the vision, mission, and objectives, you know, of a company. Vision statement defines the organization's purpose in terms of the organization values rather than bottom line. It's not about revenues and bottom line and profitability. It is also about, you know, the purpose of an organization. Mission statement communicates both the purpose and value of an organization, you know. Like Tata Group, it starts with value and ends with value. Everybody, that's the organizational culture. So organizational culture drives that, you know, strategic vision. You know, this is what we want to be. This is what we want to be known as. People need to identify my company branch with this. And that's the aspirational value that you're creating. Then automatically you'll be able to create, deliver value to all the stakeholders. For employees, vision statement gives direction about the, you know, how the company is, where the company is going, you know, how they're expected to behave, inspires them to give their best, you know, from time to time in their performance, in contributing new ideas, in the strategy execution, you know, that's how it really helps. Mission is an enduring statement of purpose that distinguishes one business from the other similar firms. So how do you create the differentiation? You know, what you want, what products you want to create, you know, whom you want to address, whom you want to serve in terms of your products and services. So what kind of features, what kind of, you know, leading and, you know, innovative ideas that you want to incorporate in your products and services. So that differentiation should come. So for customers, you need to create this differentiation. Employees, you need to create differentiation. For the partners who are helping you to, you know, build that product and the, you know, service, how do you create that value, you know? Mission statement identifies scope of the company's operations in terms of product terms and market terms. Mission statement reveals the long-term vision of an organization in terms of what and whom it wants to serve. That we have seen already. Attributes of a mission statement define what the organization is, and what the organization aspires to be, what purpose it wants to serve or it wants to achieve, not just economic friend, but socio-economic friend. Limited enough to exclude some ventures and broad enough to include creative growth. So it has both components, both ingredients. It is limited and focused in terms of excluding some of the ventures and broad enough to include creative growth. Distinguish a given organization from all others. What kind of differentiating value that you need to create? How Apple is different from the rest of the other, you know, product companies in the same pack? How a particular company becomes number one player in a particular industry? This mobile services industry, this company is number one. In a retail industry, this is number one. In e-commerce industry, this company is one. How Flipkart has overtaken the other retail industry companies like Future Group or anybody else in this industry. Today, the company is valued $6 to $7 billion in the last 2-3 years. They have grown multifold and they have created multifold returns to their investors. And its revenue turnover and profitability turnover is you know, beaten down the other peers in the market, right? Other companies in the industry. So what kind of, how do you distinguish yourself from others? By creating a unique value, how do you deliver on promise? How do you, you know, what kind of new innovative services that you are able to give? Why people come to Flipkart website rather than going to somebody else? Why it is number one? Suddenly, you know, Future Group was number one in the retail industry till 2 years back. It has just changed the whole market environment. So the way we are doing things, people, how they were, you know, the way they are doing business with the organization, it's all changed. Flipkart has changed the rule of the game in the market. So Flipkart and other companies, similar companies like Mindtraft, Snapdeal, Jabong, so many companies are there. So these are all, you know, e-commerce companies. Serve as a framework for evaluating both current and prospective activities. State in sufficiently clear terms, this is what my strategies, this is what my objectives are. These are my goals. What are the criteria for a mission statement? How do you build a vision and mission statement? What are the key elements? Clear articulation. How do you, if you have an idea, if you have a purpose, if you have an aspiration, you need to clearly articulate that. The organization should be very clear in terms of its in articulating that idea. Relevant to the organization's culture and organizational share value, shareholder values. Current and prospective ideas, aspirations, and purpose should be reflected. That should reflect internal and external environment changes, because changes keep happening. That we have seen in the earlier chapter in external environment analysis very clearly, that changes are happening across political, legal, regulatory, economic, demographic, technological, and societal, sides. So these changes keep happening. So it should, your vision should reflect that. Should be written in a positive and inspiring tone. It should be very positive. That, like Airtel vision, by 2015 or 2020, we should become the most loved brand, enriching the values of millions of our customers and thousands of our employees, for example. So that's what you want to create. It should be positive. It should be in an exciting and inspiring tone. Should establish the individuality and uniqueness about a particular company. This company is different. This company is the most loved brand in this particular industry. They are number one always. And they differ the energy that it needed for the previous version of the product to, operate. Impact it wants to create on various stakeholders, organization socio-economic concern, which we talked about. What is this socio-economic concern that you want to address, And how do you create employment in the country by, by your profitable growth of your organization? Basic beliefs, values, philosophical priorities of the company. By through the strategic vision, what kind of organizational culture you want to create? How kind of value system you want to create in the organization? So how do you prioritize your, beliefs and values and philosophical, beliefs to, harness the complete energy that is the wisdom and, how do you unlock the wisdom and compassion of the organization? I think it's very, very important when you are touching the lives of your employees and customers. If you are not able to connect with them on what they are expecting, it is very difficult to disseminate your vision and have an inclusive growth. You will not be able to articulate it properly. Mission sets the direction of the company through strategy formulation and development of the organization. There is a need to define the strategy and mission that helps define the scope. What kind of scope? The strategy scope. How does your corporate level strategy work? How does your business unit level strategy work? How does your functional unit level strategy work? So that should be clearly defined. Each business unit function has its own strategy, which needs to be aligned with the overall mission of the corporate or the overall organization. The companies are different companies, right? An organization group, Tata Group, has different companies. There is a TCS, there is a Tata Steel, there is a Tata Chemicals, there is a Tata Motors. So different companies are there. So you have a lot of, there's a framework. Everybody follows a similar kind of a culture. Everybody follows a similar kind of, strategy, which will help their company to grow and contribute to the investor's wealth. Not only investors' wealth, also the stakeholders and other society value. So let us come to strategic objectives. Objectives form the basis for the functioning of the organization and help define the organization in its environment. So a strategy will have different objectives. Okay, I have said I want to become the number one brand. I want to become the most loved brand. And enriching the value of a customer and employee. Once that is defined, the why part of it, the what part of it is defined in the strategic objective that you want to create, and the how part of it is created in the strategy. Objectives are those ends which organization seeks to achieve by its existence, thereby they are able to, the organization is able to achieve the vision. Objectives cover long-term aims of the company, breaking down the strategy into different and specific initiatives, goals. There are goals, and milestones. A leader, it depends on the leadership of the organization at the end of the day. The leadership of the organization is able to clearly articulate a vision, clearly able to take along its employees, clearly able to, you know, excite the market through their products and services and acquire business and create more value in terms of profitability. There's a surplus profit that is available to, you know, invest back into the society to make the lives, you know, enrich the lives as stated in the vision. So that's what, you know, in a nutshell, you know, what we are talking about. Let's talk about what are the different categories of objectives. Focus on improvement of financial performance. See, generally, you know, the objectives are the key result areas for an organization. There is a financial performance, there is a client experience or customer experience, operational and cultural excellence, and people and culture. So this is how the whole thing percolates down and it moves up from in that sense. Focus on improvement of financial performance. It will not happen unless you are able to acquire new customers and you know, address the existing customers and acquire new customers. Undertake initiatives to enhance your customer experience. That will only happen if you are able to delight your customer experience, delight and, you know, enhance the customer experience. Improve the operational excellence, ensure employee satisfaction, and create a formidable organizational culture and value. I think unique branding is very important. Your company, the market is able to identify your company with a particular purpose. If that you are not able to establish, that means the organization is just a business as usual. You also ran in the, you know, race kind of. So I think creating that unique value and unique identity, unique brand value and organizational culture in the entire ecosystem is very important. What are the different levels of objectives? Here is where the strategy formulation starts. Organization has multiple levels of objectives, which include corporate objective, strategic business unit objective, functional level objective, and individual objective. Individual is at the employee level. Corporate objectives ought to be formulated and pursued by the board of directors. How do they, you know, what kind of vision, what kind of mission the board has, and what are the objectives that they want to achieve in that process? SBU objectives are to be formulated, owned by SBU leadership and team. Every SBU has a CEO. The CEO becomes the lead, the top leader who is able to visualize this is what the company is going to be. This is what the company's aspiration is. And this is how we will do our business. And these are the products and services which will create differentiation in the marketplace. So that is to be decided at the SBU level. Functional and department objectives formulated by functions like sales, marketing, production, supply chain, finance, HR, IT, you know, different departments. Each division and group will formulate the individual objectives like sales targets. So what market I want to address? Who are going to be which segment of customers are going to be my customers? So what kind of sales target, what kind of growth strategy I need to have? What is the market potential? What is the market growth and what is my company growth? Do I grow faster than the market growth? If a market is growing at 10%, can I grow at 15%, 20%? Then what kind of strategy I need to put? What kind of investment, what kind of resource allocation I need to provide for achieving this? Organization has a hierarchy of objectives and different levels of leadership across the organization, depending on you are in the corporate level or the SBU level or functional level. And even within these levels, you have different, you know, levels of leadership. The CEO level, the management team, then the functional level, then the senior, the middle leadership level, then the employee level, you know, different levels of hierarchy is there. Then how do you communicate all that to all the employees so everybody talks in one voice, has a one vision, and moves in one direction to achieve the company's vision? There are other socio-economic objectives. Every organization has to follow a balanced approach towards economic and social objectives. That's what we said. The vision statement is not just about creating economic value. It also has to create a social impact. So that's why today the organizations have come out with a statement, let's create a smarter planet. Let's make life more enriching for millions of customers. Let's create a brand identity everyone can associate with, like Tata brand, right? They have a software company, they have a salt company, they have a automobile company, they have a steel company, they have, they are in every aspect of our life. Tatas touch everybody, including the lowest people in the strata of society. Lowest strata of the society, including the people in the lowest strata of the society. So, right from top to bottom, they have products, they reach to every segment of the society, they reach to every geographical segment, they are present in every industry almost, including the aviation industry they have just ventured into, in tie-up with Singapore Airlines. So, economic objectives could be return on investment, profitable growth, market share, shareholder value, create innovation in the industry, which is understandable. But what are the social objectives? How do we protect the interests of the customer? Are we transparent enough? Are we telling this, my product has these features, but it doesn't have these features, you know? If the customers have a problem in a new product, are you able to respond to it well, proactively? Are you able to enhance the client experience who walks into your store? Thereby, the customer comes back to buy another product from your store. Interest, it's all about, creating, protecting the customer interest, interest of workers and employees, overall interest of the society. Are you creating enough employment? Are you protecting the environment, in terms of energy efficiency through your products? Or you're not, polluting the environment from your factory, for example. You're running a factory and the wastage from the factory is impacting or polluting the nearby environment. Thereby, it is creating ecological imbalance. Ecological imbalance is, if you're directly contributing to the ecological imbalance, that means you're not conscious about your social commitment. That you're not protecting the interest of the society. To create large-scale employment and contribute to the corporate social programs, CSR programs. So you've got profits, you've got surplus profits, or you're allocating some profits to plow it back into society. Today, as per the new amended company law, there is a certain amount, 2 to 3% of your profit should be allocated to CSR programs. And there are clearly defined CSR programs where the company has to invest in do. I think these are welcome changes in the government policy and decisions. Now let's come to what are the global influences. Because industry is getting globalized. Indian companies have already become global. Whether it is any group that you talk about, any company that you talk about, everybody is doing business outside India. Not only in India, but outside India. So you can mention any name. You can pick up any name. They've all globalized, Tata, Aquata, many companies outside India, Birla Group acquired a lot of companies, Airtel acquired a lot of companies, Wipro, HCL, Infosys, TCS, everybody has acquired. So India has become a global face now. So how do you live up to that expectation? How do you live up to the expectations of the investors who are putting in money in your company? Those are all global investors. As a global industry, the organization mission and international involvement develops a strong linkage, So the Indian stock market doesn't work only on Indian, economic scenario. Indian stock market actually 80% of the time reacts to the global scenario. 20% of the, probably 20% of the time, reacts to the domestic scenario. Global factors that exert influence over business and strategy are advantages of labor costs. I am talking with respect to India, labor arbitration, availability of technology expertise, highly skilled manpower, English speaking workforce, leveraging global offshore delivery expertise, multi-skilled human resources because of population and young age and labor costs, demographics. It creates a huge market potential for any company to invest in India. It's a clearly a business case, which has been proven again and again. So that's why nobody, even when we had the toughest of all times in the crisis in the last 2 years, most of the investors stuck around with their investments in India. They know that the elections will come, the government will change, it can get better. It will, become better, and the economy will be revived. And then that's when you'll reap benefits. So demographics is clearly an advantage for India. Indian business houses are evolving still. They are already globalized, but still evolving. Increasingly, most of the companies are participating in the CSR programs. They contribute towards society, and they are becoming very conscious of society, their societal responsibility and accountability. They're changing the norms. Besides the company law and other stipulations in our government policy, they are most of the companies are stepping forward to contribute to the cost of social costs. Over a period of time, the CSR initiatives will be matured enough to become at par with the global counterparts. We are benchmarking that over a period of time. So now we have moved from industry analysis and competition analysis to external environment understanding. Now with that, we are able to formulate a vision, a mission, and now we'll get into the strategy. We'll strategy making at the corporate level, the business unit level, and functional level. These three components are very important and integral part of the strategy making. So strategic objectives are clearly defined, and goals are clearly defined in order to achieve the vision and mission. So now we have understood vision, mission, and objectives and goals. These are integral part of the strategy formulation or strategy management process. The statements should be clearly articulated, simple and easy to understand, and communicated to all stakeholders. The market knows about it. It is better, right? Then you have a more awareness and consciousness to really implement the strategy seriously. In addition to business objectives, organization also need to focus on social interest. So that's what we said. The vision is not about the purpose of creating economic impact, but also to create a social impact for the organization. Thereby, there is a holistic and inclusiveness in the overall vision and the strategy the organization is going to pursue. I'm sure you have understood the formulation of vision, mission, strategy, and objectives and goals. And these terminologies are very important. We'll keep using them in the coming chapters. So I'm sure you can bounce off any questions to me directly or through your faculty. I'll be more than glad to address all of them. I will be meeting you all in the next chapter on corporate level strategy. Till then, goodbye and thank you.